And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I am talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to the loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border to what we once again get to call Fort Benning. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, so we're going to jump back into this topic. Kabuki theater. You ever heard that term, by the way, kabuki theater?
I can't say I have.
Well, now you have. Use it. Use it widely. Use it often.
And you get the credit for that.
I do not. I will be the first to say that plagiarism is the highest form of flattery. I have no idea from whom I am plagiarizing that, but I am not the first to use it. But kabuki theater is so apropos when it comes to describing the Democrats. So, you know, Bernie Sanders himself is on the screen right now in my studio saying that Democrats lack a vision for the future. You know what their vision for the future is? Stop Trump! That's their whole vision for the future. They have nothing. They have no messaging. They have no means of conveying their message. They are struggling for leadership. Right now, the real leadership apparently is watching as Hakeem Jeffries and Spartacus Cory Booker beclown themselves once again by sitting on the steps of the Capitol. By the way, if you see any video of this, I said it on somebody else's like Twitter feed or something this morning. Cory Booker is giving his greatest wide-eyed animated kabuki theater Spartacus speech, and there's a lady sitting behind him wearing rabbit ears for reasons I cannot even imagine. What did the rabbit ears have to do with the anti-Trump sit-in protest by members of Congress? I don't know. But listen, that's where we are. Kabuki theater, a form of classical theater in Japan known for its elaborate costumes and overly dramatized dynamic acting. That's the Democrats in a nutshell. Schumer actually slipped up. I got a piece here from Town Hall. Schumer actually slipped up and said, let his inside words be his outside words. Piece of Town Hall I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands, he said, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer floating the idea of impeachment, accusing President Donald Trump of violating the rule of law. Despite Trump just being in office, Democrats seem unwilling to let go of their longstanding obsession with targeting him. It's just, you know, he's got nothing. So on Sunday, he was doing CNN's State of the Union. Schumer said he would consider articles of impeachment against Trump if Democrats took control of the Congress. So what he didn't say was, here's what Democrats would be doing for the nation. Here's where we'd be going with the economy. Here's what we would do for national defense. Here's what we would do for the southern border or for energy or anything else. He just said, listen, if you'll put us back in office, we will definitely consider articles of impeachment against Trump. Y'all, we cannot lose those midterms because that's what it'll be the last 2 years. I'm telling you, when Trump got elected, I said, we don't have 4 years, we have a guaranteed two. We cannot lose the midterms or all we'll have is two. And it'll be all Nancy Pelosi's, you know, goat rodeo all over again. So, kabuki theater, what are you looking at? Well, they can say anything they want to, apparently. Remember insurrection? Remember January 6th? Calls for violence. It's all you care about, you Republicans. We are going to make sure that we root out extremism in our society. We're going to be looking for white extremists everywhere. We're going to be looking for people who actually pray in front of, you know, abortion clinics. I've got an audio clip. I'm going to call up, if you don't mind, please. Which one do I want first, JP? Let me call up Representative Frederica Jones. This is audio clip number 2. Representative Frederica Jones. Now, first of all, if you've ever seen Frederica Jones, she looks like she's auditioning for some kind of a, I don't know, Buffalo Bill Wild West rodeo show. She always wears a cowboy hat to match her overly stylized drag queen dress. And she's a hoot.
In this clip, she's wearing all pink with a pink cowboy hat.
Pink cowboy hat, which is, by the way, whoever made her dress also made her hat.
Yep.
So there's that. This is her calling for threats and uprisings about illegal immigration ending against the Trump administration. Go for it.
I've been giving out the phone numbers to the House of Representatives and to the Senate. It's one number. That number you call and you threaten it. And you say, this is wrong. This is not America. This is not what we stand for. We need a change. You have to do that. It's going to take the people. I've talked myself into oblivion. We need the people. We need an uprising where people are taking and to the streets and the phones and writing letters. That's what we need.
You call that number and you threaten it. Threaten it. What? First of all, how do these people keep getting elected? Every once in a while, I'd saw somebody in Montgomery, and I'd think, how did you get elected? I mean, I'm just embarrassed that I'm in the same group. But then I watched these. She's in Congress, for crying out loud, wearing her goofy cowboy hats everywhere she goes. By the way, that was the most lame press conference I've ever seen. Yeah. She has a podium next to the highway.
I was about to say, the background noise is about as, I mean, I would say I was missing on a bunch of information if she was saying something substantial. But
and it looks like the cars, they just parked on the side of the road and did a press conference.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there.
I looked, Frederica Wilson is from Miami, is where she represents. So it seems like all these people are from the bigger cities where, unfortunately, their constituents vote these people in, they get what they vote for.
Are you looking at how many terms has she served? How long has she been there? Frederica Jones with her cowboy hats.
I'm not saying in Congress from 2011 through present.
Okay,
so this is 2011.
So she's been there for 14 years. That's seven terms. Seven times she's been elected to Congress.
Yeah.
Seven times.
Actually, 2013 is when she went to the House. Yeah, so 2013 to now is what she's
been. Okay, still. That's six.
Yeah.
That's 12 years. All right, so Frederica Jones is okay with, if any Republican has said that, by the way, if any Republican had pulled over on the side of the road, pulled their podium out of the back trunk of their car, and called the press and filmed, by the way, that was like it's filmed on somebody's phone.
Yep.
and said, what you need to do is call that number and threaten it. And then we need some uprising in the streets. Wow.
Who was it? I think it may have been Cory Booker or Schumer said, we're going to fight this in the streets. We're going to fight Trump in the streets.
I think I've got that article, as a matter of fact.
What?
Well, let's go one step further, because the one that really gets me is, now Frederica Jones is part of the clown show, all right? She's definitely Kabuki theater. And then you have some you look at and go, all right, you should know better. You actually are supposed to be more to you than that. So now he's a freaking liberal, all right? But Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is Illinois' governor, is considered to be, he's a billionaire, first of all, a successful businessman. Some say he sort of bought his way into the governorship, but whatever the case, he's the governor of Illinois. If you can survive Illinois Chicago-style politics, and you're a billionaire, and you're a screaming liberal, there's something else going on behind the scenes. That being said, he gave a speech. He's widely considered to be one of the potential front runners for a Democrat nomination to the presidency in the next go-round. Here's his speech at a recent New Hampshire fundraiser. That's interesting. He flew to New Hampshire to be a featured speaker at a Democrat rally. Play it.
Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now. That we will fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have. We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
That's all they've got. He didn't. There's nothing in there about policy. There was nothing in there about agenda items. There was nothing in there about the betterment of society or the improvement of the U.S. on the world stage. There was nothing in there about what it is they want to do differently. It was just, we've got to stop Republicans. And in his words, I mean, listen, if a Republican gave that speech, they would be forming a brand new January 6th commission and having them censured on the floor of the House or Senate, whoever it was that got the Senate. But a Democrat gives that speech, and it's widely known that he's a future candidate for governor, for president. And the crowd goes wild, and all they can do is go, wow, that just happened. And then Hakeem Jeffries, he and Cory Booker doing a ridiculous sit-in. I've got a piece here from Red State, Dateline Today. Hakeem Jeffries invokes Civil War rhetoric and suggests that the Republicans are the party of traitors. Well, last I checked, we didn't open up the borders. Last I checked, we didn't have a blank checkbook to write endless checks to Ukraine. Last I checked, we weren't the ones who shut down the U.S. economy and told people they couldn't go to church. Last I checked, it was the Democrats who did all that. And oh, by the way, it was the Republicans who freed the slaves. Just saying.
I was just about to say that. Like, he calls the Republican Party the party of traitors.
It's gotten to the point that I'm reading your thoughts. So, yeah, Jeffries is doing a sit-in right now with Cory Booker. And he basically, they wanted it to look like, you know, a sit-in from the civil rights era, I guess. But he said when he was giving his speech, he said that he's trying to put principles over parties, and it triggers him to remember an old quote from President Ulysses Grant at the onset of the Civil War. He said, it reminds me of a letter Ulysses Grant was said to have sent at the start of the Civil War at the moment of great turmoil. The country literally tearing itself apart, he said. What Grant said is there are but two parties in America right now, patriots and traitors. Okay. I got news. If anything, you might want to consider which one you are, Hakeem, as you sit on the steps of the Capitol, singing songs and clapping hands and making a spectacle of yourself in a non-efficient, completely unrealistic manner.
What did they sit out there for 10 hours, I saw?
Something like that.
It's like that, and then Cory Booker doing the 25, 26-hour filibuster. That's all they got, is trying to get headlines of, I did absolutely nothing and wasted everybody's time for 10 hours, 25 hours. Like, that's all it was. Like, I just don't – it's the longer they can spout nonsense is what they're trying to do.
By the way, you'll like this. Yes to all that. The protest began shortly after 6 a.m., where the two actors, the article says, Booker and Hakeem Jeffries, began live streaming their conversation on how awful Republicans are. Booker claimed it was a moment of moral urgency because he's always got that super dramatic tone. Yeah. And then what's funny is it says later down the article, several other Democrats joined Booker and Jeffries throughout the day. Chris Coons, Angela Alsobrooks, Representative Andre Carson. What that basically means is a few of them showed up, hung out for a few minutes, and said, we're out of here. Yeah.
They couldn't even take that for that long.
No. They're like, okay, yeah, I love you and all that, but I got real things to do. So if y'all would just excuse me, I'm going to step away. Especially with y'all beginning to sing songs and the lady in the bunny ears, I really don't want to be in the picture.
Yeah. That seemed like my kind of party.
All right. Take me to a break, JP. Take the last break of the day here on a Meatloaf Monday. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.